Meet Flip. She's one half of a flip-flop.
That's me.
Who got left behind at Celebration Key, Carnival's exclusive paradise in Grand Bahama.
I chose to stay here. It really is paradise.
So now, Flip spends her time lounging on the beach, swimming in the lagoon.
And eating. The only thing more impressive than my appetite are all the dining options.
Yeah, have you tried food service to your cabana?
Ooh, yum.
Flip, where'd she go? Book your cruise vacation to Carnival Celebration Key, a paradise you'll want to lose yourself in. Ships Registry, the Bahamas and Panama.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
You would have seen the news that South William Street in Dublin City Centre is going to be fully pedestrianised along with Capel Street now, the other big pedestrianisation experiment that happened during COVID that looks to be made permanent. Andrea Horan is the owner of Tropical Popical. They've been on South William Street for 10 years. Andrea, do you think this is a good idea?
Absolutely. Give us all the pedestrian in town as possible.
Why is that? Why is it so good for you and for business and for town?
I think it was very evident when the trial went in on South William Street, when there wasn't SUVs exiting the car park, that the street is utilised in a different way and businesses always benefit from pedestrianisation. There was research done by Dun Laoghaire County Council that showed that businesses can often overestimate who use the usage of cars. So pushback traditionally has been from businesses who say that people need to drop off or pull up outside with their things. But actually, the majority of people actually walk or cycle into town. So that gives ease of access for businesses, but it also allows for streets to be used for people to eat on, to socialise on, to gather. And I think when we look at what the point of cities is and how we use them, walking and people have to be prioritised at this rate. And throw in the environment.
This particular part of town we're talking about as well, South William Street, there had been concerns that, you know, there was a car park, the Brown Thomas car park, I don't think they call it that anymore, but it is the Brown Thomas car park for a lot of people, that needs the street for access. Has that problem been solved?
I think it's worth clarifying that the news today says that St William Street is going to be pedestrianised, but that has just gone to the councillors on Dublin City Council have said that they want it to, and it's going into the Dublin Development Plan. But often we've seen that the Dublin Development Plan often doesn't get over the line, and there's legal challenges, etc. So this isn't a done deal, and we also have to bring in the fact that Dublin City Councillors don't have a lot of power. The power rests with the executive. So whilst it's saying that we're going to pedestrianise it, it's not over the line yet. And Brent Thomas have, or whatever company they go under now to greenwash, but the car park has said that there's unsurmountable
they're not here, so we'll kind of park any accusations of greenwashing to defend themselves.
However, they have said that there's unsurmountable engineering issues that they can't either make the cars turn right from the exit or swap the entrance with going in on South William Street and coming off on Clarendon Street. So they're still pushing back that it isn't a possibility. But as Claire Byrne, who put the motion to the councillors this week for the Dublin Development Plan, said that we can't be held ransom by one retailer for the progression of a whole city.
There are, though, I understand, again from the reports today, that there's overwhelming support for this amongst the other retailers on the street, but not unanimous support. They're not on their own. I mean, what are some of the other concerns being raised when you speak to your colleagues on the street?
The main one is that it will affect business because people need to, their customers drive in and pop into their shop and then drive home. When actually, if you think about that, that isn't a better business for the whole street or the whole city if it's a very direct shopping experience. And we have to also realise that Retail isn't what the cities are being led by anymore. Retail is online. It's taken a different format. And to make a city viable, that we need to have it being multi-purpose. So we have to have entertainment, amenities for people to hang around, retail, entertainment like eating and drinking, and culture. So if we keep focusing on everything being built around retail, we're going to have a city that falls apart. And as we have seen that when it opened up after COVID, it took a long, long time to get people back into the city because they found new ways of shopping and new ways of living that didn't need to, they couldn't get into town, couldn't get taxis. When they were in town, the offering wasn't enough to warrant that. So if we don't build on that and layer our offering of the city is just going to become irrelevant.
Well, listen, I mentioned Capel Street as well, which was the other street on the other side of Dublin City that had the big, great pedestrianisation experiment during COVID that has been made permanent more recently. John Mitchell is a trader on that street. He's the owner of Mitchell Car Accessories. John, how has the pedestrianisation been going?
It's been going terrible. Capel Street originally was one way of getting from the north side of the city to the south side of the city. And an awful lot of people who are living on the south side but working on the north side now can't come down Capel Street to get home, and it's putting anything to a half an hour to an hour onto their journey. I've been talking to a number of shops round, and all the sales have dropped. The charity shops, the food shops. Originally, the test was on a Friday, Saturday and Sunday from 6:30 to 11. And that worked very well. And then they, when they came back and said that it worked very well, they decided to pedestrianise it without even discussing it with us. Now, a feeling I've got from a lot of the traders in the street that they'd like to go back to that. I did ask one or two people if there was something special on in the city on a Saturday and they wanted Cape Street closed, that we would probably agree to it.
So closed during certain periods and then closed for certain events. But
yeah,
outside that, kind of back to business as usual, and the business that kept you in business and others in business. Is it that there's fewer people on the street in general, or that they're there but they're just not coming in and spending money in the shops?
It's absolutely dead. There's hardly anybody. At the moment, they are resurfacing the street with a coloured stone to make it more sort of walkable, to hope to get people to walk on it. But there's a health and safety problem because the electric scooters and motorcycles and cyclists are going both ways up the street, and there's one or two people have been knocked down by them. And I mean, if they're going to make it pedestrian, it should be everybody walking, not cycling or using electric scooters.
Well, one would suspect, and I don't know, but one would suspect once that resurfacing is done, there'll have to be an effort to get cyclists and scooters off the street. I mean, people don't cycle and scoot up Grafton Street, for instance.
Well, I think there's a few do.
Yeah, well, I'll put it this way, they're few and far between. I mean, they're so rare, it's not a huge problem, we'll put it that way.
Well, I mean, at the moment, they're coming down and going up at very fast. And I mean, I've seen parents with their children, and the children have sort of walked away, and I've seen the scooters coming down, and I was sort of prayed that they wouldn't hit the child. But no child has been hit so far, but it keeps me worried.
I'm sure it does, like anyone who would see it. Do you think maybe, John, that once the work is finished on the street, you know, that all those roadworks are cleared, that things might pick up again? Maybe that's what's keeping people away.
I don't think so. I think it's a case of, like, we have shops that need cars to pull up. I mean, if you want to buy 25 litres or 50 litres of paint, I mean, you can't carry it down to the Lewis. You need some form of transport to get it out. Or if you're buying circular saws or anything big, you need the car there to put the stuff in to take it away.
Yeah.
And with me now, it's a case of if somebody has a problem with a windscreen wiper, the size or that, and they don't know how to fit it, they can't get the car to me to fit it.
Do you think
I could show them? Yeah. But the thing is, it does come back.
Do you think? Do you think, John, it'll eventually the makeup of businesses on the street will change? Because I'm kind of just, you can't buy 25 litres of paint on Grafton Street, or you can't buy a circular saw, or you can't get somebody to fit new window wipers or fit a new bulb for you in your car. That ultimately, and as awful as this sounds for you, that you and others in those types of businesses will go out of business and move, and Capel Street will look more like Grafton Street.
Yes, but I mean, the other thing is the transportation we're getting from north to south. Don't forget, Capel Street, way, way back in Victorian times, was the only street with a bridge across the Liffey. And that's why it's such a well-known bridge. And I mean, you go back to the Ha'penny Bridge, and it was built so that people didn't have to walk down to Capel Street Bridge. They paid a ha'penny to go across.
Well, yeah, it's certainly the plan for the foreseeable, given that they're resurfacing the whole street. We'll have to touch base with you again, John, to find out exactly how it is going. But thanks for taking the time to chat to us. John Mitchell is the owner of Mitchell Car Accessories on Capel Street, and Andrea Horan is the owner of Tropical Popical on South William Street, who hope to be getting the pedestrianisation treatment. I'm just listening to this Greens proposal. So somebody on 53106, can they justify a public bus driving rural roads 5 to 10 times a day, 7 times a week, against a second family car in all parts of rural Ireland? Unforeseen cost to the taxpayer and environment that is often overlooked. It is hard to see how any public transport plan would compete with the convenience of a second car, certainly in large parts of this country. But anyway, whatever your views, I'd love to keep hearing them. 53106. After the break, we are going to assess the runners and riders, the remaining runners and riders in the Tory leadership contest.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Meet Flip. She's one half of a flip-flop.
That's me.
Who got left behind at Celebration Key, Carnival's exclusive paradise in Grand Bahama.
I chose to stay here. It really is paradise.
So now, Flip spends her time lounging on the beach, swimming in the lagoon.
And eating. The only thing more impressive than my appetite are all the dining options.
Yeah, have you tried food service to your cabana?
Ooh, yum.
Flip, where'd she go? Book your cruise vacation to Carnival Celebration Key, a paradise you'll want to lose yourself in. Ships Registry, the Bahamas and Panama.